7:45 on a Saturday morning. You know what that means? Means time for another wine chat from our friend from Haskell's, Ted Farrell. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Denny. How are you on this wonderful fall day?
I'm ready to put on another pair of shorts and a short sleeve shirt. What the heck? Are we talking close to 90 this weekend? Wow.
That's what they're saying. And I mean, it's interesting. I'm a little further up north right now at our northern command center, and it's a little bit cooler here. So we're enjoying a little bit more fall weather up here. Probably going to pick some apples and things like that. Little adventure to enjoy this wonderful climate we have.
Are you guys getting any rain up there?
We got a lot yesterday, and then today it's just overcast. It feels like it's going to rain, but it hasn't made up its mind yet.
All right. Well, in the meantime, back at the ranch here, what can we chat about today?
Well, even though we are going to step into this kind of hot little spell for the next couple of days, we are getting ready for fall, and there's so much going on in fall, you know, whether it's football games, little tailgates, whether it's people starting to go out in the woods and do a little bit of house, like grouse hunting. Later on this month, there'll be duck hunting and then deer hunting. All that, like I said earlier, you're picking. Maybe you're going out to an apple orchard to pick some apples or go to a pumpkin patch and get that. There's so many things. And you can still play a little golf. You can still go fish. You know, it's a wonderful. Fall is my hands-down favorite time of the year in Minnesota because it's so pleasant. And quite frankly, it's so beautiful. Eventually, with all the leaves changing and all that, so what we put together today is another one of our famous 6 for 60s. But it's to kind of reflect fall and the different flavors and the nuances of fall. And so the very first wine we put in there is a Sheep Station Sauvignon Blanc. Now, Sauvignon Blancs right now are probably the most popular white grape varietal people are consuming right now, and New Zealand is definitely a superstar producing that particular grape varietal right now. It has that wonderful of grapefruit notes to it. This wine, one reason why we selected this is because, you know, there's still, especially in the next couple of days, still very warm days. This isn't an overly heavy wine to have, but it's a nice, light, refreshing wine, especially if you're just, as the Californians say, a great porch pounder, as you're just sitting out there, you chill that up a little bit. It's going to be warm the next couple of days. Really wonderful wine, crisp, delightful, so easy, and especially kind of a no-brainer. Wonderful wine. The next one we inserted, because there are some cooler days coming up, is this Jacques Bourgognon Chardonnay. It's a French wine, and it's technically a vin de paix, which means it comes from the entire swath of France. It isn't located. I think majority of the grape varietals, though, come from the south, in which they produce it, but it isn't enough to kind of give it a proper geographic designation. But once again, you find that it's a Chardonnay, but it's not one of those super heavy Chardonnays with a lot of oak to it. It's very well balanced. It's when they make this particular wine, the oak exposure they give it to is barrels that have already been used 3 or 4 different harvests. So it's a little bit more neutral. It doesn't give that overpowering, like kind of vanilla and oaky notes, or as we like to joke and say, it isn't a Chardonnay you need a chainsaw to drink because you have so much oak in it. It's very well balanced, and it's a little bit heavier than that Sauvignon Blanc, but we'll have some of those cool days where you can truly appreciate having a nice kind of heavier style white wine. And it's just really delicious. It does take a chill fairly well, but I wouldn't over chill it. But, you know, serving that with a little bit of roasted chicken or just, again, it's a great porch pounder as well. Really fun wine. Now, the next wine is probably one of the more unique wines I have had in a long time, and it's called La Gondola Cabernet. Now, the interesting thing about this, it's a Cabernet that's actually made in Italy. And usually when you talk about, you know, Italian wines, you think of Chiantis, Barolos, Barbarescos, these grape varietals that you don't necessarily know, like Nebbiolo, Valpolicella, etc. But this one is a Cabernet, and it's made up in the Vento region, which is kind of the northeastern portion of Italy. But it's kind of like, I would say it's almost the anti-California cab. One reason about this, it isn't that big, giant juice bomb that the Californians, especially the guys at Napa, can produce. So when I tried it the other day, I couldn't believe it for the simple fact that it was so light, so easy to drink, and it doesn't have that massive, austere a tannic structure that most Cabernets have. And it was just kind of a brilliant, refreshing one. We've carried this in the past. We had some supply issues. We didn't have it on the shelves for almost a year. And now that it's back, and we thought we'd introduce this to our customers because it's such a great Cabernet wine. It's so unique. And it isn't that big, giant, juicy cab that you get from Napa. It's a little bit softer. It's so easy to drink. Very, very pleasant red wine. Next, because we love our Californian friends, we threw in a CSUN Pinot Noir. Now, CSUN is made by the Wagner family. We've talked about the Wagner family in the past, definitely pioneers in the wine industry in Napa Valley, but they own some properties closer to the coast in which they make that Pinot Noir. Now, again, they started up in Napa, where Napa is that real, real hot climate, and it's terrific for Cabernet, but not very good for Pinot Noir, and that's why they purchased some land closer to the ocean where it's cooler. You know, Pinot Noir is a thin-skinned grape. It doesn't do well with massive amount of heat. It likes the cool evenings. You know, the fog rolls in off the bay and kind of lets those Pinot Noir berries kind of settle down overnight in a nice cool blanket, and then during the day it gets warm, but not incredibly warm the way Napa can get up to 90 degrees, 100 degrees. But it's a very fun, very approachable wine, and it's, you know, typical Californian Pinot Noir, where it's very round, it's very juicy. You can serve this with some salmon. It would be a brilliant match for that, as far as that structure is. A friend of mine, a wag, always calls salmon the other red meat. It goes brilliantly with that, but you could go with other things with it. But truly well-made, very fun, and, you know, and exciting to have in that packet. And then next, what we did, we included in on that, is now we're playing to your heart here, Denny. You know, I guess I'm sucking up here. We threw in Lascano Malbec.
All right.
And I know how you like your Malbecs, because, you know, people will, you're still going out, you're still grilling. You know, you might throw some barbecue ribs out on there, you know, as you're tailgating. This comes from the Mendoza region, which is Argentina's Napa Valley, as far as, you know, their premier growing region. It's made, actually, the overall company is actually made, owned by a Minnesota family that's right, based right here. And ironically, they had the investor loved the land so much, he bought a winery, then he didn't know what to do or how to get it up into the United States because of our three-tier system. So he set up his own business here to sell those wines, and the Lascano is one of them. And Lascano has other varietals as well. They have Cabernet, and we've talked about their Torrontes, and they do a Chardonnay as well. But, you know, the Malbec is sort of the king berry down in Mendoza, where, you know, it's such a great wine. And it is a wine, you know, very, very terrific with any kind of big red meat. Obviously, if you're grilling steaks or you're doing those barbecued ribs off the grill, I mean, just fantastic. It's rich, it's full, it has that great plummy flavor to it, a little bit of spice on the finish, but it's a great robust wine if you're doing some of that heavy duty grilling. Very nice. Now lastly, with the last one we put in, because a little tribute to America, is called Provenera Zin. Now Provenera is another particular winery we've been dealing with now for about 15 years, and we've been very happy with all their varietals. They have Cabernet, and they have Pinot Noir, and they do a Chardonnay. But the Zinfandel is, you know, they used to call it the American weed. They didn't know what the Zinfandel was. They couldn't figure out where it came from. They thought it was an indigenous grape varietal to the United States, but now they figured out with DNA and all that kind of research they could do that it's actually the Primitivo grape varietal that you see from the southern part of Italy, a little bit of parts of Croatia as well. So the Italian immigrants kind of took those little clippings when they left the old country and went to California to work in the hills and do all that, and the Italians, you know, when they went someplace, they needed some wine, so they brought those grapes, those pickings from those southern parts of Italy, and they planted them in around, and they did it so long ago that everyone just assumed that that particular grape varietal was American wine. But the Zinfandel, you know, it's always a very big, lush wine with that nice peppery finish. And again, that's another one that would go well with any kind of roasted meat, whatnot. Now, if you're also doing roasted vegetables, if red meat, things like that aren't your thing, but, you know, really delicious roasted peppers, roasted onions, that type of thing that you might be doing is a match made in heaven. Truly a wonderful wine And we just put this whole package together so everybody can be kind of taken care of. Every base is covered for your fall needs. So if you have those hunters out there that might be bringing in venison or goose or duck pretty soon, you know, you have those big grape varietals like the Loscano Malbec and the Zinfandel to, you know, enjoy with those, the game. But also, you know, you have Pinot Noir if there's some guys out there still fishing or, you know, you're out just doing whatever. And then those white wines are so fantastic to just kind of put a nice chill on it. You know, you can watch the leaves change color and truly enjoy the season, which in my humble opinion is Minnesota's best season, hands down.
Oh, I'm with you. Absolutely. And I was thinking of past shows, and I'm thinking of what I've learned from you and your dad, rest his soul, about Malbec. But before Malbec, I was, in fact, I probably still would. If I'm grilling a nice, juicy steak or maybe some sweet and spicy ribs, my go-to was a big Zin. And your dad knew that, and now we've switched over to Malbec. And I'm not – Malbec just seems to be a better fit.
I agree, where it is something about, especially with ribs, because you have that sweet tanginess of that barbecue sauce. If you're using sort of the St. Louis-style barbecue sauce derived with ketchup, something about it, you're right. I don't know what it is, the molecular structure or the lovely flavors of Malbec, but it just hits the spot, and, you know, there's something about – you know, the pride of pulling those ribs off the grill when they're all ready, and then, you know, bite of the rib and a little slosh of the wine. Ooh, you're living clean, Denny. You're living clean.
I have a feeling I already know my menu either tonight or tomorrow, given these upper 80 type temperatures. Yes, definitely. It's going to be Malbec for sure. Well, for folks that don't know, tell us about Haskell's before we run out of time here, because you've got a lot of opportunity and a lot of different locations to choose from.
You are correct. You know, fall's a great time to get out and enjoy everything, but we will be there right on your side to kind of help you make that fall even more special. We have a Haskell's all throughout the metro area to take care of any of your fall needs. We have a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with lots of free parking on the weekends. Haskell's in Minnetonka right across from the Ridgedale Shopping Center. We have a Haskell's in St. Paul right in Highland Village. A Haskell's down in Bloomington at Lohman's Plaza. There's a Haskell's right in downtown Excelsior off the lake. So if you're enjoying a little bit of time on a boat, one last boat ride, stop in to Haskell's Excelsior, maybe even stop by the bar and have a burger. You could also go to Haskell's in White Bear Lake. We have a Haskell's in Stillwater if you're headed out to maybe go up and down the river. We have a Haskell's in Faribault right off the 35. And then there's a Haskell's in Plymouth. And if you're headed a little further north, stop by the Haskell's Superstore right there at Maple Grove. 20,000 square feet to take care of any of your fall needs. And if any of those can't do it, we can always stop by Haskell's.com, which is open 24/7. Place your order, and we can even deliver it.
Absolutely, and you've done that often. Great selections today, as usual, Ted. Let's see what happens by next Saturday, maybe a little cooling off closer to actual fall. But we'll do another show next week. What do you say?
I look forward to that. Hopefully it won't snow.
No, I promise that. That's the last thing. Not with 70 degrees. I think we're okay. Thank you, Ted.
Right.
Ted Farrell from, yes, have a good week up there up north and enjoy. Ted Farrell, of course, from Haskell's.